preseason week two. Eagles will take on the Patriots Thursday night in Foxborough. And to join us to shed some light on everything Eagles, Jeff McClain from the Philadelphia Inquirer joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jeff, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, Jeff?
Well, Jeff, I saw some video coming out of Eagles practice today, and two things I wanted to ask you about right off the jump. I saw Carson Wentz rolling out and delivering a very nice ball, and then second part of that is I saw a certain new Eagle getting some extra throwing in after practice today in Christian Hackenberg. Tell us what you saw out of both players today.
Yeah, well, Carson Wentz remains limited at practices, hasn't done team drills since that Saturday, that first Saturday of training camp. But, you know, yeah, I agree with you in terms of watching him move on that knee, that surgically repaired knee. Looks as if, you know, he'd never had the injury. If he wasn't wearing the knee brace, you wouldn't think that Carson was come up, you know, just, I guess, what, less than 9 months removed from suffering that injury and having that surgery. So, yeah, Carson's moving well, but he's not engaging in team drills. He's limited. He's doing 7-on-7s. He's doing individual stuff. I'll say afterwards. And work with some of the receivers, go through his footwork. But they're holding him back. I mean, I think he got a little bit of a scare that first practice when he almost got ran into by a couple of defensive linemen. And at this point, the Eagles just don't feel the need to push him. But we're getting to the point where they're going to probably have to push him if they want him to be ready by week one. But still not yet cleared for contact. Second part of your question, Christian Hackenberg, as we all know, Penn State guy, as a freshman, in college, a lot of people predicted him to be a future first-round pick. That just wasn't the case. Kind of struggled after Bill O'Brien left Penn State. Was still drafted in the second round by the Jets, but didn't pan out too well there and was on the street now. I mean, for 3 months, no one signed him. And I think with the Eagles, he's not competing for one of the top two or three spots in the roster. I think right now, fourth quarterback spot, maybe possibly a practice squad guy for the season. He has that eligibility remaining. We saw Joe Callahan on Thursday. Obviously not an NFL starting or NFL caliber quarterback in my estimation. Maybe with Christian Hackenberg, you get him some quarterback. You quarterback him up. You get him some coaches that can utilize that skill set because he's got the size, he's got the arms, the arm strength. With him, it's always been kind of reading defenses, recognizing things, and throwing with accuracy.
Jeff, Carson Wentz still not participating fully, you know, at practice, 24 days until opening night. How would you interpret that? Because you did mention they're going to have to start pushing him along if they want him to be there opening night. And since they aren't at this moment, do you expect them to start pushing him along? Or do you think, as they've said before, we're in no rush and he, at this point, might not be ready to start opening night? Which way would you go on this?
I think Carson wants to, I think it was up to him. He'd be out there doing everything. And I think they probably kind of gave him that sort of leeway early in training camp, and then they had the little scare there, and they just don't want to put him in any possible harm. But he still has to be cleared from contact from the doctors. This decision ultimately will be made by them. And in terms of how much you give him and pushing him. He just says he doesn't have to play in the preseason. I kind of agree with him. We saw a couple years ago, he hardly ever played in the preseason for his first NFL game, went out there and was good. I mean, would you like him to play? Sure. But it's not necessary. But at some point, he's going to have to start, preparing for the season. The new plays that they've installed in the offense, working with the receivers. He's had for instance, today he was throwing to Mike Wallace during individual drills, and passes weren't kind of being caught, and you could see that they had a talk afterwards, and maybe there was a little chemistry issue there. So at some point, he's going to want to start working with the guys he's going to actually be throwing to on a regular basis. Now, they can wait a few more weeks until they have to do that, but as you know, that they open the season on a Thursday, have a short week coming off that last preseason game, shorter than they typically would have playing starting on that Sunday. In terms of whether he's going to be ready or not, blanket answer I've always been saying is, until Carson says he's not going to, his goal is not to be ready by week one, I'm going to take him upon his word. But again, the decision doesn't lie solely on his shoulders.
Yeah, Jeff, should we read anything into the fact that he hasn't participated in full team drills, 11-on-11s, since the third day of camp? Howie Doug. They've all said that there's no sort of setback that's happened here, and we'll take them at face value on that. But that being said, the fact remains that 3 days into camp on that Saturday, after reported on that Thursday, is the only time that he's participated in these team drills. Now we're pretty far removed from that. They're in the week-to-week situation now as well, with games to prepare for, albeit limited with preseason. But should we read anything into that, or are we taking Howie and Doug at face value that there was no sort of setback, or maybe he's not as far along as we believe?
Right. I mean, it's a fair question. Yeah, it's hard to speculate, based upon what Doug had said, that there hadn't been a setback. Carson confirmed that there hadn't been a setback. Now, if you watch the practice and you watch them as closely as we do, there were a couple of days there, even after they pulled him back, that he was even doing less. It was like almost like they were decreasing the amount of work he did. And on one practice, it was a light practice, but on that light practice, he did almost nothing, no individual drills at all. So you wondered if maybe was there swelling in the knee. They both said there wasn't. So, I think more than anything, Jason, it's just that they just don't see the point of putting him out there where some guy could roll into him, and all of a sudden we're back to square one, or he suffer some sort of setback.
Yeah, red jersey or not, somebody can still roll on him.
Yeah, it can still happen. I mean, he's still protected. So I guess I'm a little surprised by it. Let's see how things go next week.
Okay.
Before the third preseason game. Now, they're going to have to get Nick ready for that game, and Nick will start. He's more than likely to start the second preseason game. If he doesn't do a couple team drills by next week, then maybe I'll be a little surprised. Or by the start of the fourth week. Now, Nick won't play in the last preseason game. You'll see Hackenberg, and you'll see Sudfeld, and you'll see maybe some Joe Callahan.
No, I won't.
That's when they
I won't be watching that.
Good point. But that's when they start preparing for the starters really start preparing for that first preseason, that first NFL regular season game. So at that point, Carson would have to start doing something. So we still have a little time here before we have to really raise the flag and wonder what the heck is going on here.
Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jeff, how confident are you that Nick Foles, come opening night, will be on this roster? In other words, I know if something happens to a quarterback a la Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater, that whole situation where they got a 1-4 for Nick or for Sam Bradford a couple years ago, how, hesitant or not hesitant would the Eagles be to entertain an offer like that as the season gets closer, or if something happens to another quarterback? Or are they content, unless they get really bowled over, to keep Nick Foles on this roster as the backup?
Yeah, I think at this point something would happen to another team starting quarterback for the Eagles to trade Nick Foles, or for another team to want to trade for Nick Foles. The Eagles' asking price in the offseason was very high. It'll increase in light of that sort of circumstance, as we saw with Sam Bradford. Is a team willing to give up as much as the Eagles would want, which would probably be more than a second round pick?
What do you think? What do you think it would be? What do you think they'd be asking?
Probably a one.
Yeah, that's a steep price.
You have to be someone that I guess with Nick, you maybe think you'd be able to sign in the offseason and have beyond that. But again, Nick's going to be over 30 next year. There aren't many teams in the league, if you look at all 32 of them, that don't have a guy on the roster that they don't project to be their franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think it's not going to happen unless something. And that Teddy Bridgewater thing was an anomaly.
Yeah, very unique circumstance. Talking to Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline. Last question for you, Jeff. Give me a quick capsule on a couple guys. We talked about Carson Wentz, who's coming back from injury, didn't play in the Super Bowl. Give me the capsule on where Jason Peters is right now, Jordan Hicks, and Darren Sproles.
Yeah, well, I'll start with Hicks because he played in the preseason game. The other two guys didn't. The fact he was out there, again, not less than a year removed from Achilles tendon rupture, tells you a lot about how far he's come along. He's looked great. It's almost like it never happened, even more so than Carson, because he's not, it's Achilles, you're not seeing him wear any protective gear. Maybe he is underneath his shoe or something like that. But he's been moving well. You know, he didn't get many snaps in the preseason, but Jordan Hicks, as far as I know, everything is ready for him to go. Peters and Sproles have done pretty much everything, and Peters has gotten a break. I think it's more so because of his age than anything related to his knee. Even after practice today, I saw him running sprints with the running backs. Mm. You know, Jason Peters.
Yeah.
You know? So the guy's a freak. And he's, you know, when he has blocked, been asked to block in these team drills, it's like, I don't think he's given up anything to Derek Barnett, who's faced the majority of the time. And the same goes with Sproles. Dare I say looks faster? He's probably not, but, you know, just still a little Minnie Mouse out there running around. Maybe they'll play a little bit in this game on Thursday. Is it necessary? Probably not. So in terms of those three guys, I think the Eagles have to feel very good about where they're coming off, how they rehab from those injuries.
Yeah, three very significant players for this team. Hey, Jeff, we appreciate you taking the time today. We'll definitely talk to you. Enjoy this this week and up in New England. A little reacquaintance with your Patriot brethren up there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks a lot.